So we're speaking with Hugh Molazzi, Vice President of Innovation at Intuit. Okay. So Hugh, please begin by telling us about yourself and your work at Intuit.
Yeah, so I'm a long-time Intuit employee. I've been there at least 22 years in January. You know, I started my career as a software engineer on QuickBooks for DOS, and I'm sure that dates me. But I spent after that, I worked on different versions of QuickBooks. I got to work on services that were targeted at small businesses. And this started right around the time the internet was becoming a big thing. So I had the privilege of being there near the beginning when things got really interesting. And the niche I established for myself in the company was the new products innovative guy. Because I enjoyed working in spaces that were new, ambiguous, where it wasn't clear what to do. And so I spent 18 years in small business, solving different types of problems. Most recently, I moved into the role I have now, which is we have an innovation and advanced technology group, and we are tasked with helping the company be innovative. And so it's a great position because it aligns, obviously, very much with my passion.
That's wonderful. What about your lean journey? How did you come into adopting lean startup principles in the work that you do?
Yeah, and it's a great question. We you know, as a company, from the very beginning, you know, Scott Cook, who is a very, very thoughtful person who believes in, you know, great ideas come from anywhere, is very curious about the world. You know, I almost feel like he had spiritually this inclination to think in the ways of lean experimentation and how you learn. And so we've had things like customer-driven innovation in our framework. But when Eric Ries came on the scene, this was even before he wrote his book, you know, some of us had heard him speak. And it really, what we thought was great was not only did it resonate with what we thought was the right way of working, but he started to put words and labels behind certain things. Like the viral coefficient, for example, and thinking about how you measure progress, or even things like you know, leap of faith assumptions. And so for us, we wholeheartedly as a company embraced it. And so when the book came out, we were already following a lot of what Eric talked about. In fact, he mentions Intuit in the book.
That's wonderful. Now, you spoke earlier this morning on giving people, giving voice to good ideas. Could you share a little bit about your talk this morning?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, the in every company, you know, one asset that I've found can be underutilized is the ideas that employees have. You know, and just to give you an example, a lot of people have gone through this experience where they're working at a company and the company decides, you know, we've got this huge problem, so we're going to hire a consulting firm, pay them millions of dollars to come in and help us figure it out. And the consulting firm, you know, they have a 9-month engagement, and they come up with this big presentation and say, well, here are the things you're going to do. And inevitably, you're going to have a bunch of employees looking at that and say, you know, I could have told you that. They wouldn't have had to pay me millions of dollars. And that is largely true. And so what you really find is the solution in terms of getting value out of that asset, this asset of great ideas that employees have, is really give them time and freedom where they can say, look, I have this idea, I'm really passionate about it, and they can actually start to explore it. In a lot of cultures, if an employee is doing something that the boss didn't authorize them to do, the wrists get slapped and they get beaten down. But you know, I believe in a good innovative culture, you actually want to encourage them. Even for ideas that may sound odd or, you know, that would never work, you want people to go off and run this journey. And the nice thing about the lean startup approach is that we're not talking about a huge investment. You know, at Intuit, its unstructured time is 10%. So that's enough time for people to say, okay, I have this idea, what are my assumptions, what experiments can I run? And that way, they can develop these ideas to the point where they have data that's compelling in making that case.
That's wonderful. Now, during your talk, you mentioned a tool that you've developed, that your team has developed in-house, called Brainstorm. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, Brainstorm is something we're very excited about. it was developed by recent college hires who didn't like the tool we were using at the time to collect ideas. They thought they could do better, and so they went ahead and did it. And in fact, it was much better. And the purpose of Brainstorm is, when an employee has an idea, you want other people to hear about it, because there's a lot of serendipity that happens when somebody maybe has a similar idea, or they have something that can help that idea, or they have comments, things that can improve it. We find that collaboration is really key to helping move ideas forward. So that's the key with Brainstorm, is that it fosters that collaboration and that communication. Now, some of the things we're doing with Brainstorm recently is, we said, idea collaboration, that's great, but we'd like to do more. And so we've taken the lean experimentation process, we use it into it, and we're now baking it into the tool. So when you go into Brainstorm and say, here's my idea, we actually start to ask you things like, okay, who is the customer that you're targeted for? What's the problem you're solving? How is this, what's the business model behind it? And then we start to help the person think about, let's decompose your leap of faith assumptions. And then once we have that, guide them on how to run experiments. And so we're very excited about this, because we're hoping now that even for people who haven't read the book or who don't quite understand what Lean Startup is about, that there'll be a virtual coach to help them walk them through the process.
That's great. Now, at Toyota, we use a simple suggestion box. But at Toyota, 7,000 ideas are submitted, and about 80% of them are actually acted on. Now, how does it work for Brainstorm? How, for the ideas that don't get completely vetted, how do you make those people that submitted those ideas still feel heard?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think one of the motivations behind building the Lean Startup into the Brainstorm tool is that we did find on occasion people submit ideas, but other employees, for whatever reason, doesn't resonate, or they don't see it, there's no responses, and so then the feeling could be like it's shouting into an empty forest. Mm-hmm. But what we believe is that the employee, as long as they're passionate, they are still empowered to take that idea forward, and that's the reason why we walk them through the Lean Experimentations process. So rather than a suggestion box where you have an idea and you're saying, well, I hope that boss likes it, that's not at all what we're trying to accomplish. Instead, we're trying to say, look, every employee is empowered to go and create the change. So even if you're the only person in the whole company of 8,000 who thinks it's a good idea, you can still move it forward. And ultimately, what you want to come back with is data. Say, look, here's the data I collected from my experiments, and you can't argue with data.
Yeah. Now, is Brainstorm currently available to be purchased by companies?
Absolutely, yes. If you go to brainstorm.intuit.com, you can see what we're about, and you can actually have a free 30-day trial to test it out.
Now, you mentioned this morning Intermountain Healthcare, based out of Utah. Could you share maybe what, maybe help us understand exactly what happened, how Brainstorm was used, how people felt heard, and what the outcomes were?
Yeah, Intermountain, I mean, they're one of our big promoters in terms of customers, and so we're always very excited to talk to them. But the story I shared today was there was a database administrator. He's just a frontline individual contributor employee, and he had a problem. And what was great about it is how he solved his problem in his daily job by using Brainstorm to mobilize his peers and say, look, backup's a problem. I want to hear your ideas. Let's figure out how to solve it together. And so, I think that the key here is, think of it as grassroots innovation. And by that I mean innovation that comes from employees themselves or by self-organizing, versus top-down innovation where some boss is telling everybody what to do. And I think with Brainstorm, you can get to harvest grassroots innovation, because employees can come up with problems, with solutions, they can work on it together, and ultimately it's about the passion. You find an organization where you have this type of innovation culture, employees are much more engaged, they're much happier about the work they're doing.
Besides Intermountain Healthcare, are there other companies using Brainstorm now?
Yes, absolutely. We have a couple dozen companies, but our focus now is how can we make this have a much broader appeal. The companies that use Brainstorm are typically given large enterprises, but we actually think even small companies, startups, can get a get value from what we've created, especially now that we're building in this lean experimentation process into it.
That's great. Now, one of the principles in lean is this idea of visual management. And whenever you put ideas, if it's not physically there, but rather inside a system, they often get hidden. How do you overcome that problem? And how do you stay true to, I guess, visual management with ideas?
Yeah, I don't know if I've heard the term visual management before, but certainly, you know, one of the things we try and do is make sure as ideas come in, we can help make connections. So we have, for example, Jeff Zayas, who works on my team. He's an structured time program leader for the company. So he and others are actually constantly looking at brainstorm to see, okay, here's an idea, and then help make the connections. But then the brainstorm product itself, it uses a tagging system to then also, as ideas come out, it'll notify people, say, hey, you may want to check this out, as a way to make those connections. But that is what we try and do. We think through the connections, you know, maybe that's a way of getting the flywheel spinning in terms of the activity on an idea and the collaboration going.
Yeah, it sounds like a really collaborative tool.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, Hugh, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. It's great to meet you.